प्रयत्नम्। कब्धिरीडितम् कल्मषापहम् श्रवण मंगलम् श्रीमद आततम् भुवि गृणन्ति जे भूरिदाज जना।
Who is the one who is being so generous in explaining it?
By seeing you all, this comes.
One thing, there were some questions about worshipping Giriraj like this. What was that question?
We are the servant, maid servant of gopis. What gopis has told, we have to worship Giriraj in that manner. If we serve him like Haridas, Haridev, then we will lose something. And if we will worship Giriraj as written in here, Haridas Varija, then we gain more and more and more. Like if anyone worship Krishna, he does not gain, he can gain so much, but yet something is lacking. But if anyone serves gopis, he gains so much, the more and more lacks of time than worshiping Krishna. So our Goswamis are so wise to choose the servicing of gopis. They want to be Palladasi of Radha, Srimati Radhika, not Palladas of Krishna.
We see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his Govardhan Shila, and he was worshipping, he was holding and bathing with his tears, holding with his hand, embracing to his breast. We don't see that he put a mukut on the Shila. He saw him as you have described today. So if someone is worshipping Giriraj Govardhan Shiva, is there a need of putting such a mukut if they are worshipping according to this verse?
According to their platform of this qualification, adhikar, yogyata, they can prarambha, begin from very low thing. At that time they can give all these things. But when their qualification go up and up, they will worship like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a mood of Srimati Radhika. So he was seeing always that Giriraj as a Krishna. But we will not do so, and we don't want to see. We want to see Giriraj Govardhan as gopis have seen. That mood is necessary for us. Smaranam Krishna and Janan Chasya. That is spoken in Bhakti Goswami Sundar. The way of having Araganuga Bhajan. So Krishnam Smaranam, Smaranam Krishnam, and Janan Cha. Janan means the associates of Krishna. In that very rust, what a devotee wants. Krishna is one, but his associates are of five kinds. Anyone who has greed in any of five, especially in Madhur Ras, and in Madhur Ras, Tattat Bhav Ichhamai Manjari Bhav, then Asmaranam, that more than Krishna, only Krishna to Asmaran in as a Vishaya, and for Asya, we are Asya. So we'll have to remember his Ashraya Tattva. Lalita Vishakha are Ashraya Tattva. And in Tattad Ichha Bhavamai Rup Manjari Rati Manjari. And any time Lalita Vishakha also become Tattat Bhava Ichhamayi. So all gopis accepting Srimati Radhika are of two kinds. And Lalita Vishakha, Kamatmika, but yet they are also Tattat Bhava Ichhamayi, Manjari Bhava. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has remembered both ways. But if anyone tattva ichha bhav mai, he wants, he should remember more than Krishna to that, and the ways and the services of that manjari should be always remembered. And we should be tadatma in that bhav, not in Krishna. So we should be tadatma in all gopis, mani manjari bhav. So if we remember and do aradhana of Giriraj Govardhan in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radhika has, it is not good for us, so much good. But everyone does like that because they have no association of that kinds of bhakta. They cannot imagine this bhava. So we should imagine, we should remember always the mood of Radhika and gopis, and especially our Gurudev, like manjaris, in the captainship of Arup Manjari and Rati Manjari, Lamang Manjari. So here, Govardhan is also Jan of Krishna, because living all his loka, lajja, man, dharma, dharija, everything, he is giving his body for service of Krishna and especially of gopis. There is no need of kunj for sakha. They can graze cow herds everywhere. No need of hiding. But for gopis, kunja, gahwar, Giriraj Govardhan gives. And every kinds of things he gives to them for service. So Giriraj is Haridasa Varja. So we should also prefer Giriraj Varja more than Haridev. Only a person can think him Giriraj Govardhan as Haridev or Krishna, who is in mood of Radhika. But we cannot be in a mood of Radhika. Much today? More than 1 hour?
One second.
This is the translation of Swamiji?
No, Swamiji, but his
Panditis have done.
Yes.
What they have written for this slok?
It says that this translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 1834. Then they have a brief summary of Vishwanath Chakrabarti, Dr. Prabhupada. You want to hear?
You can read.
Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant, cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna...
Paniya means?
Water, from the waterfalls.
How?
Fragrant.
How Paniya means? Paniya Jal. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has explained like so. Paniya and su, other word, su yavas. He has taken su towards paniya and it becomes paniya su. Here paniya means jal, su means suyate. Suyate means jharati.
waterfall.
Coming out, water is from where it is coming out, that is Nirjhar. Nirjhar means a jalprapat.
Fountain.
Waterfall. Sorry. Suyavas is a bird.
Yes.
Suyavas means?
Broken.
Suyavas means so many good grains, but he has taken su towards pani. So pani or su nirjhar. Otherwise, water. Anyone has give up everything and he is sarvasva tyagi, like Uddhava Narada. Uddhava Narada, Sanat Sanandam Sanat Kumar, no Yogendra. We see that they used to go to Grihastha Bhakta, like Yudhishthir, Nemi Maharaj, Palad Maharaj and all others. Narada usually wants to go, and he goes to Dwarkapuri to meet Vasudev and all Dwarkavasi. Why they go? Once Vasudev was doing yagya. A story it is yagya he was.
Sacrifice.
Swaha, swaha, swaha. And in the meantime Narada came. It has been explained in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam from 2 to 6. Then Narada, he told that, I have not done anything before for my mukti. I have done austerities so much hard to receive Krishna as son, Godhead like son. But I have not done for mukti, salvation. And when he came, अब कथा बोलने लग गया, इसमें मत बोलो भाई. एंड देन ही केम नल केम ही स्टॉप दैट सेक्रीफाइस एंड ही टोल्ड दैट द फ्रूट ऑफ सेक्रीफाइस हैज कम डायरेक्टली. व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ डूइंग नाउ सेक्रीफाइस? And he honored Narada Rishi and asked, I have not did anything for salvation, I have only done very hard studies to make Krishna, God, a Godhead, as my son. So you should tell me, how I can have salvation? Then Narada began to tell what has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam there. Here, if we deeply enter in Srimad Bhagavatam, these slopes. That is, yeah. Anything problem?
Not yet. Let us hear the balance.
Can you enter deeply? We see in sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti and prema bhakti, there are some lakshan girhe there. Lakshan means symptoms. There are some characteristics or some symptoms have been given. What is sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti and prema bhakti? In bhav bhakti we see mamata. But mamata there in bhav bhakti as a general sadharan roop mein. Sadharan roop?
Ordinary.
Not specific.
But in prem, mamata atishayankita. It is given in for prem. Atishayankita mane in so much atyadhi mamata should be there. So bhakti depends on mamata. Avar ki asche. What?
Young man from Pune will be here for your talks. Maybe we should explain.
As you like.
As you think.
No, yes. So mamata atishayankita. Where there is mamata, in full meaning, prema bhakti is there. When we see that Narad is there, Vasudeva is there, whose mamata is there in efficient and prachur parimana, mein kiska hai? We see the mamata of Vasudeva Maharaj towards Krishna or the mamata of Narad towards Krishna is greater. Whose mamata?
Vasudeva.
What? Can you think?
Vasudeva.
How?
He's thinking his son.
Narad only can come when he wants. And when in first chapter of, or second chapter of 11th, it is written, Govinda Bhuja Guptayam Dharavatya Punar Punar Kurudbha Avasita Narado Abhikshna Krishna Darsana Lalasa. Narad has done some offense to Daksha. He has not done offense, but he thought that he has done some offense. And that is why he gave cause to Narad, that you cannot stay anywhere more than milking of a cow. In whole world, because of Daksha can persuade Narad, but not in Dwarka, because Krishna has surrounded by Krishna arms.
Yeah.
Krishna arms are protecting. Any course, anything cannot come in Dwarka. So Narad, when he wants to take darshan of Krishna and wants peace in mind, and some what ananda, then he comes to Dwarka. No? So he comes for Krishna, but Krishna lives in Vasudeva home always. So we see that Krishna is so near and dear to Vasudeva that as a putra he does affection to Krishna and tells that my Krishna, my son Krishna. And always Krishna lives there. But Narad had to come from other places and he has no mamata like Vasudev, that Krishna is my son, my brother, my father-in-law, any. He has no connection with Krishna. No. Only he is Prabhu, I am Das. So, here we see that the mamata of Vasudeva towards Krishna is more higher than mamata of Narada Rishi. And that is why Vasudeva does not go to Narada Rishi ashram. Understand? He does not go. But Narada is bound to go there where Krishna is, where the mamata is more and much, and Krishna lives there. So we see that Vasudeva is more higher, he has more mamata and prema bhakti towards Krishna than Narada. Also, what to tell of Nanda and Vasudeva, Nanda and Yashoda and all Brajavasi? We see that if we have anything to get, we'll have to go to that place. Like I'm not going to you, you are coming to me. You have come to your Gurudev. Gurudev may go, but he will go to Gajas. So any needy person can go. So Narada has need to go to Vasudeva. And Vasudeva has so much affection for Krishna that Narada has not. Then Vasudeva has told that I have not done anything for salvation, but I have done austerities only to have son to Godhead. Why he told? Because Krishna bhakta are crooked. They are not a general sorcerer. Not so simple as we think. Especially Krishna. So he has concealed his bhav and telling him, that is Narada, that we have not done anything for salvation. Please now tell us how we can get salvation. This is his cheating idea to Narada. Not actually his innermost bhav that he wants to do salvation. But Narada feels here. But anyhow he does not want to, Narada Rishi, to disturb Vasudeva. So what he wants, he does tells the story of Naujogendra and Nemi Maharaj and others, and but only for us, not for him. He knows that Vasudeva Maharaj has so much mamata than me. But he telling that so. We see, for this relationship, Baladev Prabhu comes to Braja as a brother. For this relationship, all gopis are there. Even their Purohit comes, and they have some relation that he is the son of my, disciple. Jajman ka kya hai? So, without taking birth in Braja, a relation cannot come. And without a relation, we have no mamata at all. So we see in this respect that householders are more better than Yagi in that look. But not here.
This is Siddha, not Sadhaka.
Today I was chanting Hari name, I was thinking all these things. Now you can begin. अरे पंखा जब भी खोलना चाहो तो आदमी आओ सब छोड़ो जसोदा माँ एंड जसोदा बा दस प्रणाम पेज रेक्सेप टू नारद एंड नोइंग नारद दैट इज मच ग्रेटर देन मी ही गिव्स आशीर्वाद एंड टेक्स हर ऑनर एंड बट ओनली ही रिस्पेक्ट्स दैट हाउ आई कैन नॉट हैव उद्धव ऑल्सो There is no mamata like Brijavasi. So he wants to be the dust of that lotus foot.
गा गोपिकै अनुभनम् नयतो उदार वेणुस्वनैकल्पदैस्तनुभृत्त सख्य आस्पन्दनं गतिमतं पुलकस्तरूणं निर्योगपाशकृतलक्षणयोर्विचित्रम् बोलिए गा गोपिकै अनुवनं नयतो उदार वेणुस्वनैकल्पदैस्तनुभृत्त सख्य आस्पन्दनं गतिमतां पुलकस्तरूणं निर्योगपाशकृतलक्षणयोर्विचित्रम् एवं विधा भगवता जा वृन्दावनचारिण वर्णयन्तो मिथो गोप्य क्रीडास्तन्मयतो यथा जयौ एवं विधा भगवतो जा वृन्दावनचारिण वर्णयन्तो मिथो गोप्य क्रीडा जस्तन्मयतां युजयो इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंसं संहितायां वैयशक्यं दशमस्कन्धे एकविंशो अध्याय यहाँ पर अध्याय बिकम्स एंड गा गोपिकै अनुवनम् नयतो उदार वेणु सुनई कल्पदई स्तनु सख्य दे आर टेलिंग ओ सख्य लास्ट वर्ड सख्य ओ सख्य गा गोपकई अनुबनम नये तो उदार वेणु सुनई कल्पदई स्तनु सख्य अस्पंदनाम गतिमुतां पुलकस्तरुनांग निर्जोग उपासकृत लक्षण जो विचित्र दे कृष्णानुरागिनी अनुरागिनी एनी अप्रोप्रिएट वर्ड Those who have affection for Krishna so much, Krishna Anuragini, telling all these pastimes of Krishna and the specialities of Venu Nad, they become immersed in ocean of Bhava Sindhu, motions Bhava Sindhu. They are automatically speaking all these things, not by memorizing anything. Automatically they are telling. O Sakha. We are told the characteristics of Haridas Varja Giriraj Govardhan. He serves Krishna in so many ways. It is very hard to serve Krishna like Giriraj Govardhan.
what to tell about serving Krishna field. We cannot touch Krishna feet. What to touch, we cannot even smell. And if anyone knows that in our hearts we are remembering Krishna feet, they will abuse and they will make us guilty. So we cannot hide all these things. Giriraj serves in every way to Krishna. They are remembering and they are telling each other. Manam tanoti jataram krishna charana sparsah pramoda. You know? In last sloka, 18th. Sparsah pramodam manam tanoti sah gogana yustarajat. Panayasu yavasakandara kandamule. These are the services of Giriraj Govardhan. So, sparsa pramoda. Pramoda, he becomes so much, he feels so much pleasure by touching the lotus feet of Krishna, that he becomes overjoyed. Romanch, Pulak, Asu, Svedbindu, and from sweating,
drops of perspiration,
and Pulak, everything comes out in Govardhan. Especially when in rush on Govardhan, all gopis come. Srimati Radhika is in the middle and all playing in rush, doing nitya. At that time, Srimati Radhika becomes tired and he sees it on the throne of what Giriraj has given, prepared. And Krishna gently serves the feet of Srimati Radhika. And sometimes at that time, he takes the shine of Srimati Radhika's altar on his, his heart and on his head. Giriraj Govardhan sees this. And when he, that feet of Srimati Radhika or Krishna, he feels that that very feet is on my head, on my breast and everywhere. Then he feels so much overjoyed. Tears coming. And sweat coming. He trembles. And so many bhav comes, bhav lahari. Bhav lahari means the waves of prem come. He cannot express it. Here they are telling, oh, how much feeling promote this Govardhan. Alas, O Sakhi. We cannot touch that feet of Krishna. Though they have touched, they have done everything. But yet, in Purvaraj, in the end, they have served Krishna in Ras and everything, meeting daily. But yet, every time they know that this is Purvaraj only. So here they are feeling. Oh, Govardhan can serve paniyasu yavasakandara kandam ulai. Giriraj Govind giving him so much, many kinds of varieties of very sweet, and every kind of four kinds of tastes, sour also, sweet also, every kinds of throats, banan, narangi banan, orange, so much flowers, so much sweet. We connect. Here, there's thinking that Giriraj Govardhan has gave his own fruits that are there, available, on the body of Giriraj Govardhan. Gentlemen, understanding? They have not to purchase. From their body, his body, he is giving. If have any fruit in our body, and if we can give him, how best was Bhakti can give or that fruit also. So they are thinking so much that Srimad Bhagavata has not explained and cannot explain. So only the Rasik like Sukadev Goswami or anyone can explain all these things. In each item, what he has explain sparsha pramoda, sparsing, giving anything, servicing anything, we cannot give man as Giriraj Govardhan has given manam tanoti. He cannot we cannot serve Krishna associates like Giriraj Govardhan serves the associates of Krishna, that is Go, Govatsa, Gobalaka, everything. So we cannot do like this. So they are expressing mood of sorrow, O Sakya. When Krishna goes to Go Gopakai Anubanam Nayato Udara Venuspare. Posaki. So we cannot imagine what Giriraj Govardhan has is serving in that manner. We cannot have that chance. So thinking all these things, they became so much moved. And they saw that Krishna is coming for Gochara. Krishna is not going at that time to Gochara. But yet they are seeing by far that as if Krishna is going to cow hearts. Gopa, Gopakai, Go. Cows, Gopakai. Gopakai means?
Cowherd voice.
Why? Gopaka. And Krishna raksha karta hai. Protects from every calamities. And Bira also separation, and from all kinds, Krishna protects them. Or they take Krishna and keep Krishna here, Gopayati, mane here, Rakshati, so they are Gopakai. They love Krishna so much that Krishna always lives in the heart of these Gopal Balaks. So Gopakai Anubanam. Anubanam means this one forest to this, to this, to this.
Traveling from forest.
Always
to forest.
Traveling.
Gocharam.
Why? This this forest to this forest to this forest to Upavan, this, that, why he is roaming with lakhs and lakhs gopals and lakhs and lakhs of cow? Why he is going? He is searching something. But in a slow mood that anyone can know, that ordinary person can know, that he is grazing cows and he is playing with Gopal Balaks and searching new and new grasses and very sweet waters in searching he is going. But certainly he is going to search water. Water means life. And when he sees that water, he pounds in Kusum Ban, that is Kusum Sarovar, in Aradhakund area, in Govardhan area, he pounds that thing. So for searching that thing, that actual love, are the vigraha of love. Vigraha of love? Form of love. And she is Vandi Radhika. Neto Udara. And then, if she is not found there, then he takes Udara Venu. Neto Udara Venu Svanai. He takes the help of Venu. Why he takes the cowherd boy will know, they will say that for cows he is Kalaswanai, that every cows will know that he is calling us, calling me especially, so Kala. And Kala means he are also playing. It does not cling. So in cling, every gopi's name comes. Everyone here telling about ga gopi kai for cows, but it denotes really gopis. Venu Swanai.